Res Romani, Roman things. When we were sat in Latin, the teacher used to very occasionally break the tension of verb and noun declension by getting us to get out our Res Romani books for 10 minutes or so. These were little books in which we registered the Roman proverb and the Roman pun and things the Romans did for fun, like swimming and skimming flattish pebbles discus-like across the sea. Still pretty dull, but we got by a little better with Res Romani, Roman things. On the long last day of a summer term, the heat indoors made the pupils squirm, and the teacher, who was very firm, softened up for once and said, "Today we shall do something different." And eagerly we started chatting, imagining some cricket batting, a pleasure he would deny. "For the whole lesson, boys," he told us, "we shall enjoy our Res Romani."